crooning. Well, more punk than crooning, but definitely some romance in there. That was Darrow Chemical Company with the song A Nightmare on 7th Avenue from the A Nightmare on 7th Avenue EP that came out in 2011 on WHB Records from Nutley, New Jersey, and Robot Monster Records from Snohomish, Washington. And Darrow Chemical Company are another New Jersey band. I'm not sure where, actually, though. Maybe Nutley as well? I don't know. Anyway, before that, we heard the song Shadow Grave by the band Illegal Funeral from the Until We Turn to Dust cassette that came out in August, and Illegal Funeral are from Leipzig, Germany. So crunchy. It's like post-punk played on chainsaws. And then before that was more haunted, like, foggy post-punk. Well, no, I guess it was more horror punk, but with post-punk, like, atmospheres. That was Moradoras with the song Ojos Negros from the Moradoras y Aestá demo cassette that came out in June of last year on Flexi Discos from Valencia, Spain. And Moradoras are from Spain, but I guess they're currently based in London. Before that, we heard the song Dead by Noon by Robbie Bloodshed from the Dripping Red 2 7-inch EP that came out in April on Pumpkin Scum Records. And Robbie Bloodshed is from Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. Shouts out Jersey Horror Punk. Man, an October vacation in New Jersey sounds awesome. Hit up shows every night and see Halloween done right. I'm into it. And then we started that off with the Orange County Death Rock Legends. That was True Sounds of Liberty with the song Silent Scream from their Benchmark LP, Dance With Me, that came out in 1981 on Frontier Records from Sun Valley, California. And TSOL are, of course, from Huntington Beach, California. So, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over, and we're celebrating the now second annual Murderween Party. And as always, it's totally acceptable to celebrate the season amongst people or just as a spectator. Or just alone with fun horror-themed things. This year specifically, we're finally free and clear from the worst summers. I'm still recovering from that, especially... Not right now. Is it gonna stay closed? Yeah, I think it's gonna stay closed. Okay, good. I wanna be alone. I'm comfortable alone. So, yeah, especially the past few weeks have all kind of blurred together. And that's one of the upsides of having a busy mind, is that imagination does make the world more interesting. And one of the downsides is that it doesn't really like to let you sleep. It's weird, especially since it's actually kind of surreal outside right now with all the murders. Crow murders. Murder of crows. A flock of crows is called a murder. So lots of pockets of murders outside. So yeah, a murder of thoughts is keeping me up, and the swarm of cawing isn't helping. But the season's changed, so they're coming back, just like they always do. And that's comforting, knowing that the things don't need to change. That's why I want this to become a tradition, this Halloween party episode. It gives me something to look forward to every year. And also, I mean, it's a fun thing that you can do by yourself. The party is just me and all of you out there in Radioland. So, happy Murderween, everyone. Happy Murderween. So let's keep it going with a fun one. It's a fast one, a great distracting one. So this is the band Darker Than with the song Catcall Murder Fantasy.
Just have fun!
was Mr. Monster with the song Guaranteed to Bleed from their Guaranteed to Bleed EP that came out in 1999 on Hell's 100 Records from, I think, New York? I'm not sure. But I do know that Mr. Monster is from New Jersey. I'm actually not sure where specifically, but it's another perfect Jersey horror punk band. Okay, and then before that, we heard Society's Ills with the song The Coroner from the album Lore that came out in 2022. And Society's Ills are from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Okay, and then before that, we heard the band Won't Stay Dead from Chicago, Illinois, with the song You Will Kill Again from the album Purgatory that came out in 2021 on Don't Panic Records and Disco, who are also from Chicago. Before that, we heard the song Murder, Sweet Murder by the Lurking Corpses from Lurking After Midnight that came out in May on Hell's Headbangers from Valley City, Ohio. And the Lurking Corpses are from Fort Wayne, Indiana. I love those vocals. They're so theatrical and then brutal with death metal growls and like those black metal screeches. It was so cool. Hail Satan, fellas. Happy Halloween. Okay, and then we started that off with some badass, like, I guess like murder-themed, like, chaotic punk. Those lyrics especially are awesome. Cold-blooded. That was the band Darker Than with the song Catcall Murder Fantasy from the Through the Cracks cassette EP that came out in September of last year. And Darker Than are from Baltimore, Maryland. Okay, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. You can hear all of our episodes at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. You can email Maximum at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. Any submissions you'd like to send, send two copies of vinyl or one copy of CD only and cassette releases to P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609 in the United States. Any donations can be sent to MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate, and you can subscribe and rate Maximum wherever you find your podcasts. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over, and thank you all for coming to my second annual Murderween party. It's getting dark out. Damn it! I swear they're all trying to get in here. I'm finally getting my grip on reality back, and, like, the plan was for things to go back to normal. But, like, real life is changing too lately. You know, it's funny, like, the past, like, two-ish years of my life have been really safe, and I've finally found a good hiding place, especially here in this apartment. But I do distinctly remember thinking that repetition has made my life feel kind of pointless. I don't know, like, I'm just cruising through it, not really living. And now, new things and new people are starting to creep their way in, and I want to do it right, but I don't want to lose what I have. But what I have is getting stale, and it's too overwhelming to process it sometimes. I don't know. It's all too much to fit into my head, you know? Like overthinking and anxious thoughts are swarming around in there, and, like, I don't want to let them in, but I just... I mean, now that they're all here, I guess it's not so bad. At least I can see them all clearly. I don't think they're gonna hurt me. It's just a lot. I love the fantasy world, the dream world that I've created for myself, and it'll still be there. But it's normal to wake up. I should probably live in the real world more and just visit the dream world. My head is too crazy when I dream anyway. And that's the best thing about Halloween. We all get to play make-believe again. We get to play dress-up and pretend to be someone else. Someone that isn't real. We don't have to go back to real life until November. I think I'm ready for it. The scariest thing is to say that I'm comfortable enough and that I've built a solid enough foundation that I'm ready for real change. And I know that I keep harping on this summer being the worst I've ever experienced, but there were some pretty life-changing elements in there, too. Life changes, especially those big ones, can be really uncomfortable for me. I've dealt with mostly bad changes, so at this stage in my life, my instinct is to just reject it. I found some ground under my feet the past few years, and I feel like I'm floating in the air again. It's scary to take that chance. But if it's good, like, might as well work harder to calm the mind than calm the elements. I can stay in control through change. I mean, I think that I now can. I just need to wake up. I need to wake up. I'm asleep right now. I know it. I need to wake up. So anyway, once again, you're all here at Zoo From All Over's second annual Murderween party here on Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. And we still have two more. First, we'll start with the band Hellgreaser from Köln, Germany, with the song Dead Like You from the Hymns of the Dead LP that came out in June on Sunny Bastards Films and Music. Hella, like, college rock, pop punky. And you know, Halloween is a big factor for coming of age, like, getting to that age where the purpose of Halloween changes. So yeah, thanks for this one, Hellgreaser. I think maybe I'm ready to come of age again. Yeah. And then, okay, okay, I am blown away by this one. I have no idea what this is, and if I thought I was dreaming or sleep talking this whole time already, then this thing has to be a dream. I can't tell what's real and isn't real anymore. The last song we'll listen to, I'm going to butcher the hell out of this, is a band Karol I Shoot from St. Petersburg, Russia, with the song Prokonix Skomaro from the Karol I Shoot official soundtrack, Volume 1, that came out last year on Sayus Records from Moscow, Russia. So this Russian horror punk band made a whole ass TV show, and the logline is, the show is a unique and compelling blend of genres that offers a fresh and exciting take on the biopic and fantasy genres. A must-watch series for fans of horror punk and medieval fantasy. Freaking what? What the hell is going on? How does this exist and I've never heard of it? For fans of horror punk and medieval fantasy, is there a difference between those two fan bases? Oh my God. Put me in the ground. I'm dead. You know what? I feel better. Hell yes to whatever the hell this is. Give me more. Give me all of it. Pile it all on my plate. Nom, nom, nom. Good Lord. I'm definitely asleep right now. I'm totally snoozing through my alarm. Okay, if this can function in the real world, then maybe I can wake up in November and I can accept that life is too crazy to stay the same for too long. I'll get out of bed and the crows will chill out. It's a weird year, y'all. Just embrace the weirdness and let the murder fly away and carry you away. I love you all very much. This is Hellgreaser with the song Dead Like You. And then whatever the hell Karol I Shoot is with the song Prokonix Skomaro.
You work hard like an old machine, only go home to eat and sleep. Meanwhile you wait for the next day off work. 6 days a week you feel the whip and eat all the drugs you get. Is it all you want? Your life just gray in dream. I don't wanna live so dead like, I don't wanna live so dead like you. Yeah.
my friend.